Technical Difficulties, written by Brovonix and read by Flower Parish. This is a Danny Phantom and DC crossover fic, rated for general audiences, featuring the relationship Tim Drake / Danny Fenton. Summary. It's Danny's first day using his wheelchair at Wayne Enterprises. Of course, the automatic door is broken. Thankfully, someone offers to help. Chapter 1. Today was really not Danny's day. It was the first time since he had started at Wayne Enterprises that he had to use his wheelchair, and while he had definitely planned for it, it was a little inconvenient to say the least. His usual subway station was not at all accessible, which meant he had to take the bus, which, of course, was about 30 minutes late. And it was fine, really. Everyone knew how unreliable public transportation could be in Gotham. Things were going fine until he actually got to work. Normally, Danny would just go through the main revolving doors, whether he was having a good day or using his crutches. But the problem with that was that even though the building had been renovated relatively recently to make everything more accessible, there had been heavy pushback about the exterior. Apparently, the majority of the board members had insisted that the building itself was far too historic to even consider adding in a ramp. But it was fine. Despite the annoyed sigh he let out as he maneuvered his chair down the side of the building, where they had decided to put their more accessible entrance. Still well-trafficked due to the parking garage, but far more people in Gotham took public transit than drove. Even if most of the employees had a car, not many wanted to risk it getting destroyed in the event of an attack. It was still downtown Gotham, after all. The ramp itself was a little steep and would definitely be a lot more challenging in the winter, but it worked well enough. With a soft breath of relief, Danny took a moment to scan his badge and press the large blue button beside him and... nothing. A soft frown tugged at his lips as he waited a few seconds, thinking that there might just be a bit of a delay. Maybe he had to press the button and then scan his badge. Still nothing. Danny couldn't help the small, frustrated groan that slipped from his lips as he leaned forward a bit, resting his head in his hands so he could take a moment to simply accept the fact that he was going to have to struggle with the building's stupidly heavy door on his own. He couldn't wallow for too long, though, since he was already late and really couldn't afford to waste any more time. Resigned to his fate, Danny moved forward as much as he could, angling his chair to hopefully make it easier for himself once he actually had enough space to move into the building. "Ancients, why do they make these doors so fucking heavy?" he grumbled to himself, his sense spiking slightly with clear frustration as he struggled to get the door open far enough for his chair. It took longer than he had hoped, but he was almost to the point where he could wedge his chair between the door and the frame when he heard another voice. "Can I help you with that?" Danny wasn't expecting someone to come up behind him, startling slightly, which caused him to falter and the door to push him back a bit. He reluctantly decided to abandon his progress, rolling back a bit to look at the man who had come up behind him, without him even noticing. He looked to be about Danny's own age, so he assumed he was a junior... something. And he knew when he had been beat, or not really beat, but when it was better to ask for help. "If you don't mind, that'd be great," he said after a moment, giving the man a small smile as he moved out of the way as much as he could. "Of course it'd be broken the first day I've had to use my chair. Gotham luck, right?" he tried to joke as the man scooted around him to push the door open, holding it as wide as he could. "Definitely not good luck," the man agreed, as Danny finally wheeled into the building, a bit of relief washing over him. "Thank you, though. I really appreciate it." Danny tilted his head a bit, drawing a blank as he tried to put a name to the man's face. He looked familiar, But in a company this large, there were bound to be plenty of people he saw occasionally, but never learned the names of. "Oh, it's Tim." The man, Tim, said after a moment, looking a bit surprised and genuinely confused at the fact that he didn't seem to recognize him. "Tim," Danny repeated. "Thank you for that. It would have probably taken me ages to fully get in here, and I'm already late. My name's Danny, by the way. I'm over in engineering." He introduced himself in turn, turning his head towards the elevators. "Small world. I'm headed up that way myself. No need to worry about being late," Tim hummed with a simple shrug, easily falling in a step beside Danny. "How long have you been with the company?" he asked as the elevator door opened, using his arm to block the door as Danny made his way on. "About a month and a half now. I just hit 2 months in Gotham, actually. I moved here from Wisconsin after my internship with Vladco was up. Honestly, it's a big change. Small Midwest town to major East Coast city, but I couldn't be happier with the work I'm doing, you know? WE is pretty much a dream for anyone." Danny trailed off, rubbing the back of his neck sheepishly. Sorry, I promise I don't mean to ramble. What about you?" Tim let out a soft laugh, nodding a bit. No need to apologize. I'm the one who asked, and I've been working here on and off for about 5 years. You could say I have a hand in a lot of things, but mostly management." Danny's eyes widened slightly at that. He couldn't imagine the man beside him being even a couple years older than he was. "Seriously, how old were you when you started then?" he couldn't stop himself from asking. Maybe it was rude. Maybe Tim was some kind of genius prodigy who graduated college at 15. "I was 16, but that was only for a few months. Like I said, it's been on and off. This stint has been the longest, though, about 2 years," Tim said simply, adjusting the bag slung over his shoulder as the elevator dinged, the doors opening a few moments later. And Danny was going to say something to that. He really was. Something about how impressive that was, maybe a question about how he managed that, or what schools he had gone to. But before he could, a familiar voice caught his attention as they left the elevator. "Oh, thank God. Mr. Wayne, I've been trying to call you." Lucius Fox, Danny's boss, called as he made his way over to them. "I was driving, Lucius. What happened? You only revert to last names when I really screwed up." Danny stopped listening at that point, simply staring after them as Timothy Drake Wayne, gave him an apologetic look, quickly making his way to follow Lucius deeper into the office. Chapter 2.
"All right, let me get this straight. Timothy Drake Wayne helped you into the building, had a whole conversation with you in an elevator, and you didn't realize who he was?"
Tucker's voice came in tinny through Danny's shitty laptop speakers as he lay on his bed, arms crossed over his face. "I know, Tuck, you don't have to rub it in," Danny whined, running his hands over his face as he turned to glance at the screen of the laptop, trying to ignore the way Sam was, very poorly, trying to hide her laughter.
"Hey, it's not our fault that you're an idiot who didn't even bother to look at any photos of your company's higher-ups. And I mean, come on. His face is plastered on magazines and shit all the time. You know, most eligible Omega of our generation and all that."
Sam rolled her eyes as Danny flipped her off.
"You know, maybe you should take it as a sign."
"I'm not going to flirt with the CEO's son, Sam," Danny quickly cut her off with a soft huff. "He was being friendly, and he's practically my boss."
"No, he's the head of cybersecurity, not engineering,"
Tucker chimed in with a small shrug, and Sam just nodded sagely.
"Exactly, see? No reason not to try to talk to him again."
"I really hate both of you, you know that? You are awful friends," Danny grumbled, reluctantly sitting up and pulling his laptop up to rest on his knees. "You both want me to seek him out and have this crazy romance so you both can get special favors."
"I mean, not particularly, but I would like to talk to him about some things if..."
"Sam, he met me in my chair. I doubt that. even if there was a shred of hope of that happening, that that wouldn't be a deal breaker for someone with as many options as him. Danny tried to keep himself from growling out that last bit, but it was a near thing. And, well, of course, Sam just rolled her eyes at that.
If he's interested, it won't be an issue. Just try not to purposefully push him away if he seems interested, you know? You self-sacrificing, people-pleasing bastard.
Yeah, yeah, Danny sighed softly, before a large yawn overtook his features. I gotta head to bed, though. It's been a long day. Talk to you guys later. Danny hung up and shut his laptop to the chorus of,
Love you, Danny,
before haphazardly tossing it onto a pile of laundry on the floor next to his bed. The next morning, Danny was ready. He made sure to be ready for the earlier bus just in case, which was late, just as he predicted. But that still left him getting to WE with 15 minutes to spare. He was reluctantly prepared to fight with the side door again, but when he got to the front of the building, there was a ramp set up along one side of the stairs. It was a portable one, sure, but it looked like a nice one. Not that Danny had too much experience with them, but it seemed sturdy and not too steep. He figured it was a temporary fix until the side door was up and running again. However, days later, he was proven wrong. It was a typical Thursday afternoon. He had been assigned some quality control work, just making sure some prototype parts were within the acceptable position tolerance, something that, at this point, he could pretty much do in his sleep, which, in hindsight, was probably why he had zoned out a bit, nodding along to the music he had playing in one earbud, and completely missing the fact that Tim Drake Wayne was standing beside his desk, watching him work, or waiting for him to notice that he had been standing there. You know, Danny couldn't help the way he jumped slightly at the sudden voice. Most people don't do that work by hand anymore. Danny turned in his chair, looking up at the man curiously, then giving a small shrug. I mean, it doesn't really take that long. The equation is like 4 steps, and the inspection sheet is physical anyways. Plus, it's more satisfying to do everything out on paper. And, wow, those gossip magazines really weren't exaggerating about how gorgeous this man was. The small smile Tim sent towards Danny would have had a lesser man, or woman, red in the face. It was definitely a near thing, though. You know, fair enough. I just came by to ask you how things have been this week, getting into the building, Tim said, clearly trying to keep his voice casual. And to those less perceptive than Danny, it probably would have been incredibly convincing. Even still, Danny was a bit surprised at the question. It's been a lot easier. I mean, honestly, if the side door wasn't broken, it wouldn't have been an issue at all, but it's nice not to have to deal with it, Danny said with a small shrug. Good, I'm glad. I was hoping that it would work while I go through all the red tape for renovations. What do you mean renovations? Danny asked, unable to keep himself from interrupting. Sorry, I mean, you do just mean having maintenance fix the side door, right? Tim just blinked at him for a moment before slowly shaking his head. No. Of course, I will be making sure that gets fixed, but you shouldn't have to use a separate entrance just because you're using a wheelchair. I talked it over with Bruce the other day, and he agrees that anyone should be able to access the building from the main entrance. I guess I didn't realize the scope of the issue until we met. The man rubbed the back of his neck, seeming almost sheepish at his last words. I don't think it should have taken me this long, considering a good family friend of ours also uses a wheelchair. She's just never come into the building, I don't think. Danny just stared as Tim seemed to ramble on, almost as if he was nervous about something. It's appreciated, that's for sure. Not many people see any sort of issue, you know? It's a lot of trouble, especially in older buildings like this one. So, thank you. It actually means more than you'd think that you're going through all this effort, he said with a small smile, leaning back a bit in his chair. I wanted to apologize properly, Tim continued, pushing forward before Danny could insist that he didn't need to, because really, he didn't. I was thinking dinner. Maybe on Saturday, if you're available. And, wow, okay, that was definitely not what Danny was expecting to come out of his mouth. Tim actually looked nervous, which he really didn't think was possible on someone who always seemed so composed, to say the least. "You want to take me to dinner?" he asked, a bit dumbly, as his brain worked to catch up to what was going on. Well, yes, if that's not overstepping. I know I'm technically within management, even though I'm not directly in your chain. I understand if you're uncomfortable." "It's not overstepping," Danny interrupted, pulling a small card out of his desk, scribbling his cell number on the backside before holding it out to Tim. "I'm free Saturday. Just text me the dress code, and remember I don't really have anything black tie-esque, all right?" Tim carefully took the card from his hand, looking a bit surprised that his offer had been accepted. Honestly, it was kinda cute. "Okay, I can do that. I have to get to a meeting, but I'll text you." "Thank you, Danny," Tim said with an admittedly slightly dorky smile, but it was real. "I'll be looking forward to it, Tim." The end.